Hello. Welcome to Visible by Numbers. This is our new day and our new time. I'm your host, Allison Bachman. For those of you that are joining me for the first time, I'm a professional numerologist, and this show discusses numerology and a wide range of related subjects. Now, on today's show, I'm going to be teaching you how to calculate your personal year number and giving you insight as to what that number actually means for you. Later in the show, I'll be taking calls from listeners, answering your questions about your personal year, and even doing some numerology readings. So make sure you jot down this number to call later on in the show. It's a toll-free number, and it's 1-877-876-5227. That number again is 1-877-876-5227. You know, so many people start off the new year wondering what's in store for them. And your personal year number certainly does have that information. You know, what if you're thinking about starting a new business or perhaps buying some real estate? Or maybe you've been thinking about investing in the stock market. You might be wondering what's a good time to do some extensive remodeling on your home. Or maybe you kind of feel stuck in a rut in your job. Maybe you're wondering when you could expect a promotion or something good to happen regarding your career. Some of you might even just be looking for Mr. or Mrs. Right, you know, trying to find and meet the right person, the right love of your life. And maybe you're just a grandma, you know, wondering when the birth of the next baby is going to happen. Or you could even be wondering, when is that abundance going to start flowing into your life? When is your money year? All of this information can be found and much more if you know what your personal year number is and what it actually means for you. Now, this is really so easy to calculate, and knowing what it means for you helps you to prepare for the year ahead. Now, the influences of the personal year number runs from January 1st to January 1st, and I realize it's July, and the year is more than half gone, but I guess in a way I'm a day late and a dollar short, but it's kind of a good thing that you have a little bit of your personal year, you know, past, because as you listen to me discuss the meanings of each year number, you actually can validate numerology's accuracy, you know, because your year, you've already have started to experience the energy in it. So it's not so bad that we're doing this in July. Now, what does your personal year number tell you in general? This number, it's the symbol for the trends of events or experiences to be unfolded during the current year that you are in. The personal year numbers can tell you things like how to avoid trouble, how to manage your personal affairs, how to best use the energy that you're being influenced by during that year. In many ways, it's like a prophecy or a forecast, letting you know in advance what to expect. And, you know, it never ceases to amaze me that people experience the energy of their personal year number without having any knowledge of it. When I'm doing numerology readings and I get to the personal year with my clients, they inevitably are experiencing the events of their personal year number, and they very often validate it by sharing their personal experiences with me. So get a piece of paper and a pen and get ready, because we're going to start learning how to calculate it, and it's really easy, so don't worry, okay? Now, all you need is your date of birth. Not so hard. And we're just looking at the month and the day of your birth. And that's personal to each and every one of you. So looking at your month, obviously January is the first month, so January is a 1. February is a 2. March is a 3. April is a 4. May a 5. June a 6. July a 7. August is an 8. September is a 9. Now, when we get to October, that becomes a 1, because in numerology, you have to reduce double-digit numbers. So it's a 10-month, so we're adding the 1 plus a 0, which becomes a 1. So October is your 1 month. Now, November is an 11-month, and it remains an 11 because it's a master number, and master numbers are not reduced, so you leave that an 11. So if you're born in November, you have an 11-month. And finally, in December, that's a 3, because December is the 12th month. We have to reduce it. 1 plus 2 equals 3, so December is the 3 month. So now you have your month number. Just write that one down. And now let's look at the day that you were born. Now, the day that you were born, you have to still reduce any double-digit numbers to a single digit, with the exception of any 11s or 22s, because those are master numbers. We don't reduce them. So if you're born on the 11th, born on the 22nd, you know immediately that's the day number. An example of double-digit numbers would be, let's say you're born on the 23rd. You would add the 2 plus the 3, and that equals a 5. So the number that you would be using if you're born on the 23rd would be a 5. Now, obviously, if you're born on the 1st, it's a 1. If you're born on the 6th, it's a 6. But when you get to those double-digit numbers, you have to add them together to reduce them to a single digit, okay? So that's how you get your day number. Now, this is 2006, and what we are looking for is the universal year number, so we're adding that across. 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 6 equals an 8. So all of you are going to be using the number 8 as your year number. You have your month, you have your day, and everyone's going to be using the number 8 for their year number. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you a few examples. Let's say you were born on March 7th. March is a 3 month, 7 is a 7 day, and everyone's using 8 for the year. So we're going to add the 3 plus the 7 plus the 8 together, which equals 18. And when we get to the 18, we have to reduce that to a single digit, so we're going to be adding the 1 plus the 8, which equals a 9. So if you were born on March 7th, you are in a 9 personal year. I'm going to use another example using a master number. Let's say you're born on October 11th. October is a 1 month, and the 11th day is a master number, and it's not reduced, so 11 is your day. And, of course, we all are going to be using 8 for our year number. So we're going to add the 1 plus the 11 plus the 8, which equals 20, and we're going to reduce that to 2 plus the 0 equals a 2. And you now know that you are in a 2 personal year if you were born on October 11th. Okay. So if you happen to be adding across, and let's say you're adding up your month, your day, and your year, and you arrive at an 11 or 22, those are master numbers, and we're not going to reduce them, and there is special meaning to being in an 11 year or a 22 year, so I want you to make note of that. That's your personal year, an 11 or a 22. Okay? So everyone by now should have calculated their personal year. Now, if you're confused, don't worry, because you'll have opportunity to call into the show later, and I'll be happy to figure it out for you. If you can't call or get through, you can always email me at alynch@ptd.net, and I'll email you back with your personal year number. That's alynch@ptd.net. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you about what your personal year number means to you, okay? So we're going to start with those of you that came up with 1 for your personal year number. When you have 1 as a personal year number, this is a time of new beginnings. It's a new cycle of experiences. And actually, our life ebbs and flows in a series of 9 years, 1 through 9, 1 being the year of new beginnings. And whatever is going to happen, you know, whatever you're going to do, you're working on the beginning of what's going to happen over the next 9 years in your life. And it very much depends on what decisions and what you choose to do this year. It influences the following 9 years of your life. Now, this is a time of change and progress, but the change is something that results from your individual efforts. It's something that you do. It's a time to be decisive, very decisive, be very courageous, and don't fear the future. You just really want to embrace it. It's kind of like you're dreaming a dream, you have a new idea, and you are beginning to start it. You're beginning to start your dream in a 1 year. You definitely should take advantage of new opportunities, and there will be new opportunities coming your way in a 1 year. And even if there's a little bit of a risk involved, as long as the odds are in your favor, seize the moment and, you know, give it a little bit of careful consideration, but go ahead and take that risk in a 1 year. You might begin something new, such as maybe starting a new business, or if you already have a business, you know, you might maybe expand an existing business, maybe in a different direction, you know, maybe expand it in some way. you might want to take on some new interests, hobbies, or even, you know, start doing some new activities. You definitely are going to feel energized. There's a lot of physical energy that comes in with a 1 year. You feel pretty good in a 1 year, almost a little bit excited. It is a time to be assertive and to act very confident and be very self-reliant. And it's definitely a time to act on your dreams, to act on what it is you want to bring into your life. It's a time of, one is very creative time. You have many new ideas, and this is the time to put them to work. If we wanted to look at this somewhat like planting a garden, it's like you have a dream and you plant the seed in the 1 year. You begin the new project. Whatever it is you want to bring into your life, you bring it in the 1 year. Plant the seed. Now we're going to move on, and we're going to talk about this 2 year. The following year is the year when your success and your happiness depend to a great extent upon how much tact, diplomacy, and cooperation you use when you deal with other people, because this is a year where you're more or less working well with others. You might find yourself maybe in a role of a mediator more than once or twice in a 2 year. You'd be in the middle of perhaps arguments between family members or solving disputes within the office, or maybe you might have problems, you know, in your business, and this is a time where you're mediating or using a little bit of diplomacy in order to, you know, make things run smoother. The plans or new things that you began last year in your 1 year are still in the very tiny growing stages. So this year, you have to really be patient. Things might seem as though they're moving particularly slowly. An important thing about a 2 year is to try not to force anything or be aggressive about anything, because if you do, it's just going to bring you more delay. It's just going to slow things down even further. It's a time to cooperate in a 2 year. Now, some things that can happen in a 2 year is you might go into a business partnership with someone, or you might meet some new friends, and you might even find a love relationship. Many people meet their soulmate or the love of their life in a 2 year, so that's a good year to keep your eyes open. It's definitely a year that you really want to maintain harmony in your life and in your home, because you will be feeling a little bit more sensitive. Actually, your psychic radar, your antenna are up, and you have very heightened sensitivity in a 2 year. So, you know, you just really want to keep everything calm and keep harmony around you, because you're going to be very, very sensitive. And if we go back to the garden, this is the year that you nurture the seed that you planted in that 1 year. Now, moving on to the 3 year. This is a year that you want to make the best possible use out of your creative talents and abilities. This is a year to use your imagination. You need to spend a lot of time thinking about your dreams and expressing yourself. It's by far one of the lighter years in comparison to all the other years in your 9-year cycle, and you might spend a lot more time with friends and in social situations. A friend might even help you out in your career in some way in a 3 year. But it's a year to bring out your inner child and to find the joy in life and in living. Now, you might find yourself in a role of cheering people up around you. I mean, it's a good year for you. You should feel a little bit more cheerful than normal, and you might find that there, you know, a few more people dropped into your life that need your cheering up. So you might find yourself doing a little bit more of that in a 3 year. And you might not feel terribly focused or really disciplined in a 3 year. You might feel as though you're a little bit scattered, not getting a lot of things done on schedule, or maybe you get yourself involved in a lot of projects that you don't finish. And this is especially true if you are a 3 life path or a 3 expression. You're going to find focusing difficult in a 3 year. But, you know, thankfully next year things change. But any activities in a 3 year having to do with writing, acting, singing are greatly enhanced. So, you know, if you have dreams or if you've thought about writing a book or doing something creative or using your artistic ability, this year really brings you the energy to make it happen for you. It flows so much easier out of you in a 3 year. So if we go back to the garden scenario, in the 3 years, this is the year that the seeds begin to sprout a little bit and you begin to see signs of your dream starting to grow. Now we're going to move on to the 5 year. This is your getting down to business year, and this is a year where you work harder at your career, more so than any other year in your 9-year cycle. Now, whether you have a career or whether you're working at home, it doesn't matter. You're working harder in a 4-year. And this is a time to be practical and really down to earth. You might even find in a 4-year that you're working so hard at things that you have very little time for personal pleasure or even for vacations. It definitely is a building year for your future. And by the time it's all said and done, if you really put in a lot of effort in this year, really work hard at whatever it is you're doing, you will have made a very significant contribution to your security down the road and in the future. This is a time to be organized, pay attention to details, and to just plain work hard. Now, one interesting thing to note in a 4-year, if you have any legal agreements pertaining to business or property, this would be a good year to look over contracts with a fine-tooth comb. You really want to pay attention to details in a 4-year. And this is also the year you might consider buying a home or investing in real estate, because it's a good year for any of that. It's not a good year to take a risk, you know, to try to cash in on any of those get-rich-quick schemes. Not the year to do it. Now, this year also may seem quite frustrating, you know, financially, because things are moving slowly, but stick with it. You really can't avoid work or responsibility. And, you know, just so you know, down the road on your 8-year, when your 8-year comes up, this is when the payoff for the hard work in your 4-year, that's when it comes. Now, you might have some additional expenses having to do with helping family members in a 4-year. People might want to come to you to borrow money, or, you know, they might need financial help with something. You might feel limitation around you, restrictions, like you have to constantly follow the rules. Definitely, it's a very restrictive year, very limiting sort of a year. You might even choose this particular year to remodel or build onto your home. I know when my husband was in his 4-year, we remodeled the bathroom, we put down a new tile floor. I mean, it was endless. It was constant remodeling. I was so glad when he got out of his 4-year. So you might find that you are doing many projects around the house to improve it. Now, it's a year that you want to be careful with your house. Make sure you get plenty of rest, eat right, you know, and if you're not feeling well, see the doctor, because, you know, health issues can crop up and need attention in a 4-year. It's also, you know, a year where a lot of discipline comes to you. If you're the kind of person who's normally scattered, this is the year where you might feel a little bit more disciplined. You know, you might even be able to overcome, you know, like maybe quit smoking in a 4-year. It's a good year to do that. So getting back to the garden theme, you know, this is the year where you work hard, tend the garden, you know, weed the weeds, do all the hard work, you know, to get the garden growing. The next year that comes up is your 5-year. Thank goodness. You got through that 4-year, and now it's time for change. You know, you might as well expect the phone to ring, because there's going to be a lot of new surprises that happen in a 5-year. And this is a year you really got to be very flexible and very adaptable and, you know, accept and embrace change, because, believe me, the universe has got you on a roller coaster ride, and there's going to be a lot of change that's going to be coming your way in your 5-year. Now, you may have a lot more freedom this year compared to last year when you were working so hard and there really wasn't much time for, you know, fun things. It's going to be a relief for you after last year, actually, to be in your 5-year. You might feel, you know, maybe a little bit uncertain, you know, wondering, you know, what's coming next. You might feel a little anxious about what events are going to unfold. You know, there's almost a little expectation in a 5-year. But this is a really wonderful year for career expansion, because there's a great opportunity to advance and progress. I mean, you may get a promotion. You may given more responsibility or expansion in some way in your career. So if you're offered a new job or promotion, you know, check to see if it's advantageous to you and everybody around you, and you know, definitely go for it. And it's also okay to take a risk or two in a 5-year. You know, it's kind of like the brass ring is out there, and this is the time to reach for the brass ring. It's an excellent year for traveling. People travel more in a 5-year than they do, you know, in any of the other years. It's a good year for adventure and like trying new experiences. And it's also an excellent year to promote yourself. You know, get your resume ready. You know, if you're not happy with your job, you know, it's the time to get that resume ready and, you know, start investigating a new job. The one thing about a 5-year that you want to be careful of is not having too many irons in the fire, meaning you might have so many opportunities coming to you, you're going to have to pick and choose them carefully and not burn your, you know, burn your candle at both ends, so to speak. Now, people do change where they live. They change their jobs. They even change relationships in a 5-year. So, you know, if there's a move coming up for you, chances are it's going to happen in your 5-year. If you're going to get a different job, it's going to happen in a 5-year. Now, there's one little word of caution with a 5-year, and that is overindulgence when it comes to the physical body. You know, you can be prone to overindulging with alcohol or whatever your vice might be, and so moderation is definitely the key in the 5-year. You really begin to see growth in all aspects of your life in this 5-year. And I have to say also, you know, don't forget this, but anything having to do with writing, communication, you know, speeches, whatever, talking to large groups, anything having to do with journalism or publishing, this is an excellent year, year 5-year. You know, if you've been looking to write that book, write that paper, anything along those lines, that's the year to get it done because that's what the energy is in the 5-year. So now we're going to move on to the 6-year. And welcome to your year of duty and responsibility to family, because you can bet that those duties and responsibilities are going to be plentiful this year. You might have a birth or a new addition to the family. Perhaps someone in the family gets married. You might have someone in the family who might have ill health, and you find that you're going to be caring for them in a very real way. And the best way to get through your 6-year is to accept the responsibility for caring for your loved ones. Do it selflessly, compassionately, and with a happy heart. And you really got to work to maintain harmony in your life, especially with your home life, your family, and friends. Because if you don't, you might find that there might be parting of the ways in a 6-year. You might want to spend a little extra time working on your relationships, on communication, and listening to better understand those people that you care about. Many marriages as well as divorces happen in a 6-year, and that pretty much is a fact. As far as business goes, your business should be doing, you know, quite well in a 6-year. You really don't have to be overly concerned. It's kind of running on autopilot. And most of your responsibility is going to come in with your family in a 6-year. Now we're going to move on to the 7-year, and this is quite a different year. It's a quiet year, and it's one for rest and reflection. So you may find yourself maybe a little bit withdrawn from your usual outgoing self, if you happen to be an outgoing person, and you might be spending a little bit more time alone. And not only spending time alone, but you might feel as though you need to spend time alone. You might spend time questioning, you know, the deeper questions like the meaning of life, you know, maybe delving into some more philosophical pursuits. It definitely is a time for meditation, looking deeply at your inner self, you know, getting in touch with yourself and your intuition. It's kind of like a year of, I guess the way that I put it, like mental house cleaning, taking stock of who you are and what is important to you. Now, the 7 is a very highly spiritual number, and in a 7-year, you may find yourself opening up to a more spiritual philosophy if you haven't done that already. And you might have some experiences having to do with the spiritual coming your way in a 7-year. I know, you know, many times when I'm doing numerology with my clients, you know, I have to smile when I see that they're in a 7-year. And I know that it's no coincidence that they have sought me out, you know, for me to do their numerology in that particular year. If you're seeking a spiritual teacher, you might find your spiritual teacher in a 7-year. But it's a time to seek out. Look at your deeper side. It's definitely a much more spiritual year. Now, this is not a year for you to be concerned with business. In fact, you might, you know, even have some unusual circumstances that might enable you to take some time off from work, you know, to rest. You know, it might be a temporary layoff, or perhaps you might need to take some time off because of a medical condition. But it's not a time to be really concerned about your career. And the universe might even provide for you that extra time for meditation and contemplating. You don't have to really worry about your finances in a 7-year because the universe will take care of you. You just need to have faith. What you need will be dropped into your lap in a 7-year. This year is your year of rest and reflection. Now, as far as, you know, what the energy is good for, it's a great year to, you know, study something, specialize in something, education, research, and certainly, you know, teaching others, sharing your wisdom and your knowledge with other people. It's a great year for that. Okay. Now we're moving on to the 8 year. Now the 8 year is quite a bit like the 4 year in the sense that it has to do with working hard. But this is where your ambition takes over and finances come to the forefront. This is time to get down to business. And definitely a year to be very efficient and very practical all year long. There's a real good opportunity for advancement, and you may come into your power and mastery in your job in this year. This is the year you may receive the recognition. And because of this recognition for the job that you've been doing, there'll be some serious good improvements to your financial affairs. This is a time to use good judgment and be very practical, efficient, and resourceful. And really, it's not a time to be focused on money, but trust me, you're going to be. But it's a time to focus on what you can achieve in this year. There's real material progress by the end of this year. I mean, many people find their 8 year to be one of their biggest money-making years out of the whole 9 year cycle. But also on the same note, if you've not put in the work in the previous 8 years, this also could be a year when you might find yourself declaring bankruptcy or in serious financial trouble. It's kind of like a reap what you sow year. Whatever you've done in the past 8 years, this is the year that it pays off. And if you've been slacking, you're going to find that this is not going to be your payoff year. So this is the 8 year. Now, and you know, when we get to the garden theme, this is the harvest year, more or less. This is the year that you're harvesting your garden. Moving on to the 9 year, okay, now you're at the end of this 9 year cycle in your life, and this is the time where you'll have a sense of completion this year. You're going to be finishing up all old business and making way for new beginnings again. This is a time that you want to let go of those things in your life which no longer serve your greatest and highest good. Things you might have brought into your life in the past 8 years, and now you've decided that you no longer want them or even need them. You may decide to leave a job in which you're unhappy in, or maybe end a relationship which doesn't fulfill you anymore. And let me tell you, if someone is leaving a relationship with you in this dying year, it's better to just let them go and try not to hang on to them. Regardless of what's going on in your life, you know, this is a year of house cleaning of your life. Some women that I've talked to even have started, you know, inexplicably, you know, weeding out junk from their closets, old clothes, cleaning the house, getting rid of things that they no longer need. It's definitely a year where you just clean house and just keep what you want to keep and get rid of anything, complete all tasks, but get rid of anything you don't need in your life. Now, this is a word of caution for the 9 year. It's not a good year to start anything new, such as a business venture or even a marriage. It's better if you're going to do either one of those things to wait till next year when you're in your 1 year to begin something new. This is a year of finishing things, not beginning. Whatever you do, the best way to get through this year is to just be tolerant, be forgiving, be compassionate. And if you do those things, it'll turn out to be a very beneficial year for you. There can be a lot of emotion attached to letting go, but it's necessary for you to prepare for the new 9 year cycle that's coming up and when you begin again. So that's the way the 9 year goes, is where you let go and get ready to start over. Now, those of you that had the 11 year, pretty much everything I said about the 2 year applies to you. But also, with this being 11, it's a master number. And the 11 is the number of the psychic energy. Now, there might be some metaphysical or some very religious experiences occurring to you in this year. Those sort of things that coincidences, and I'm putting up my little fingers for parentheses here. Very spiritual, real things happen in your life in an 11 year. There can be a sense of illumination, heightened sensitivity, definitely expanded spiritual awareness, and there's much inner development that goes on in an 11 year. If you came up with a 22 and you have a 22 year going on, well, you know, look at what I said about the 4 year. The 4 year applies to you. But also at the same time, if you're working the master energy, the 22 energy, this could be a year of very large scale business ventures on a worldwide scale. There could be international travel with business, certainly some pretty significant opportunities can come your way. Now, in both the 11 and the 22 years, there might be a little bit of nervous tension. You might feel a little anxious, a little bit, you know, have trouble calming your nerves, but that's because you're under the influences of Master Energy, and that's what Master Energy has a tendency to do to us mere mortals. So anyhow, that's going through, you know, really excellent, you know, explaining the energy that comes to you each year. And I suppose, you know, maybe you're thinking and reflecting on what your year has been. And, you know, seeing if what I said applies. Now, I'm going to give the phone number again to call in with questions. That number is 1-877-876-5227. Again, that number is 1-877-876-5227. I'd be happy to answer your questions, even specific ones about your personal year. Maybe you're planning on doing something. Maybe it wasn't on my list, and maybe you'd like to ask me, you know, if you're in a good year to do that. I'd be happy to answer those questions for you. I can also look at other information found from your date of birth and give you additional information that you can add to what I told you about your personal year number. So, you know, feel free to call in. Now, there are many, many advantages to knowing your personal year number. You know, just from what I said, knowing when to begin things, when not to begin things. Using the energy of that particular year is important. You know, in a two-year, you know, the artistic people, threes and sixes and nines and twos, you know, using the energy that has to do with those numbers during those years. Sevens, you know, when it comes to spiritual things, knowing that you're in a seven-year, you know, this using that energy, working towards that venue, you know, is going to be very beneficial for you. So understanding your personal year, it's better to work with the energy as opposed to working against it. That's when you can really take the most advantage of your talents, your abilities, and also the energy coming to you. I mean, you know, when to write a book, when to go to school, when to move. Just pay attention to your personal years. You know, and when it comes to, let's say, raising children, you know, we're raising our children. You can do your children's personal year calculation, and, you know, this might help you in understanding, you know, how they act from year to year. A child in a two-year might appear, you know, very shy and with, you know, nervous around people, very sensitive, maybe cry a little bit more. And a three-year, you know, maybe you can't get their attention. You know, they're so busy playing and running around, and it's very hard to get them to focus on things. You know, I think it's interesting to follow your children's personal years and bring to them experiences in those years that would be beneficial for them. You know, if they're in an eight-year, it might be a good time to set them up with a Kool-Aid stand and let them learn about making some money, about having a business. And a six-year, you know, you may take them around, let them babysit or help babysit or be around children or do nice things for family members. You know, this would be the sort of thing you would want to do with a child in a six-year. Certainly, you know, when it comes to your spouse or the person that you're involved with, understanding their personal year, you know, helps you to, you know, work out some of the kinks in the relationship. We're not all on the same schedule. We're all on a different schedule in our personal years. And so let's say, for instance, you know, he's in an eight-year, and this is the year where, you know, he's very deeply involved in his career at work, or you might be deeply involved in your career at work if you're the wife. And, you know, there's very little time for family and other things. And so, you know, you might want to be a little bit angry because he's not coming home for dinner, or maybe he's missing a few school plays. But you've got to, like, take into account that this is his payoff year. This is the year where he really receives achievement, recognition for all of his hard work. And you might, you know, cut him a little slack and go a little easier on him. Understanding, you know, if, let's say, you know, it's your spouse and it's the sixth year for them, and, you know, maybe every time you pick up the phone, it's the family calling and they need a favor, or they need him to, you know, come over to the house and do some yard work or help, you know, with a family member or do some sort of a errand here and there, or even in your own life for your husband to understand you, the fact that you are going to be deeply involved with your children and with your family in a 6 year. You know, understanding this about each other, you know, helps us to, you know, accept each other and what's going on in our lives so much easier. I mean, just something very simple like the personal year.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
With Gerard from the Netherlands.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Did you figure out your personal year number?
No. I heard the show, but I didn't hear any everything, so...
Okay. Do you want to give me your date of birth?
Yes, my date of birth is the 20th of February, 1971.
You said the 20th of February, 1971? Okay.
No, 71.
1971?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a three personal year for you. I can tell you a few more things, a little bit more detailed, if you just give me a second, because what I'd like to do is also calculate a few other things about you. So just hold on.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay. All right. So we know that you're in a three personal year this year, okay, and let's see. When I was discussing the three personal year, I don't know if you do anything artistic or anything having to do with singing, writing, acting, or anything creative, but this is definitely a very good year for you to make use of that potential in your life, you know, whether it's writing a book or anything having to do with words.
Yeah, I'm writing on the internet some stuff, so.
You're writing?
I do some writing.
Oh, good. Well,
yes.
You're good. I can tell you a little bit more about what your life path is, and I could tell you a little bit more about your birthday that helps to, you know, tie into this personal year as well. I know,
okay.
You know, it's possible that you have a four life path. Possibly at 22, I would probably want to recalculate your life path more than one way. But this tells me that you're a very organized individual, that you're very good with details, very methodical, very down to earth, that you have very high ethics, a very moral individual, very connected to the earth in many, many ways. The earth and Mother Earth gives you your energy. And being a four life path, you know, you make an excellent manager. You're very good with details. Your birthday number as well, excellent with details. And you also are, you know, quite a psychic sort of a, you know things about people. You feel other people's energy. Do you feel this, that you are very in tune to other people's energy?
Yes.
Yeah, it's very
That's
definite.
Correct, yes.
Your birthday is telling me that you're very empathic. That you connect to other people's energy, you feel their energy. Some of your gifts is, number one, being very organized, which is a good thing. They might not have been so organized early on in life, but definitely as you get older, you're going to get much more organized. But you also have, you know, a poet's heart. You, gracious. You love beauty. You have a good sense of rhythm. You have artistic, tendencies. Your harmony is very, very important to you in your life. A confrontation, arguing, that really kind of drives you a little crazy, I would think. You're not the one type of person that likes to argue. You might just run from an argument. Would that be fair to say?
Yes.
Right, right. Now, let's see. You're 71, so that makes you... How old are you right now? Don't make me subtract. 35, 36? Are you there?
35.
Okay. All right. So you're in this, I can tell when I can actually have done your pinnacle really quick here. And you're in this 11 pinnacle. So, boy, you know, you're talking some major psychic energy coming in for you. I mean, not only do you have this radar, this inner radar where you feel other people's energy, but you also are having some psychic experiences, I would think, during this pinnacle that you're in, maybe some unusual spiritual sort of things. It definitely is a time of illumination for you. And you might not feel very grounded during this time. You might feel as though you're overly sensitive, very sensitive to things. Do you feel this going on with you right now?
Yes.
How about the psychic stuff?
Also from a couple of months ago. I was very...
couple of months ago?
Yeah, I remember November, December of last year. I was very, very sensitive. So.
Right. Well, you definitely are a sensitive person to begin with, but this time in your life is particularly sensitive. Now, you told me you're writing during this time?
Yeah.
Okay. I will tell you that there's really good chances for you to be successful during this time, a little bit of fame and fortune even coming in for you. Your pinnacle runs from 33 to 41, and,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's always a chance for going to the front and center, being in front of people, reaching a certain amount of fame during an 11 pinnacle. So keep writing.
Uh-huh.
You might really achieve something really great with it. What else can I tell
okay.
you? I think, now how do you feel about spiritual philosophy? I mean, you know, I see that you have a 7 challenge throughout your life, and this, you know, maybe you're a little skeptical of things, or do you find that you embrace things pretty easily?
I embrace things pretty easily.
Pretty easily?
Now and then. It depends on it. Sometimes I think, oh, no, that's not true, or but certain things, so yes.
Well, then I would guess I would give you a little bit of word of caution about being a perfectionist then. As long as you're not you know, too skeptical, I'm going to tell you about being a perfectionist. And, you know, you might be so good at something that you actually, you know, it never is good enough for you. You're constantly
mm-hmm.
striving for perfection.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you to... you know, lighten up on yourself, that probably what you do is very good indeed, very good. And if you keep striving for perfection, you may never get it done, okay? So
just
do your best, and when it's done, it's done. Don't keep trying to improve it, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so that's really about all I can tell you at this time. I'm going to tell you, next year you're going to be working a little bit harder. You're going into a 4-year next year, so you're going to be definitely... this year might seem a little bit more easier, a little bit more social for you, surrounded with a little bit more friends. Definitely a good year for creating things. Next year, you're going to get
thank
down
you.
To some business. You're going to be putting in some long hours, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, now I've got to find exactly where I was. All righty. One thing about, you know, this is really a good example, doing, you know, a little bit more for this particular person, you know, with their personal year number. The personal year number is just like a tiny little piece of your entire numerology chart. The amount of information that can be found in a full numerology chart is vast. I mean, there's volumes of information to be found there, really there is. Most people are under the misconception that, you know, they find out their 9 life path, they understand the meaning of the 9, and they seem to be content with just that information. And that isn't even the tip of the iceberg of what your numerology chart tells you. There is so much there. And interpretation is very important. Not just understanding the definition of the number, but you have to be able to look at the numbers. And you have to be able to feel how they interact with each other. I think that, you know, this is possibly where your intuition comes in, or your psychic ability. When you're working with numerology, I think you're able to read and feel that energy. And it better helps you to be able to interpret the person's chart and explain how their energy interacts with each other. I can't begin to tell you, you know, in order for me to do a numerology reading for someone, just a basic chart, that takes at least an hour. And y'all know from listening to me that I pretty much go at a pretty fast rate. And when I'm doing a reading, I probably talk even a little bit faster. It takes me a full hour just to go through all the information found there. Your date of birth tells you a lot of things. Your life path number, your birthday number, what your challenges are, what your pinnacles are and your cycles, and your personal year and your personal month. But, you know, having the name, adding that to the information, now you've just opened up, you know, a definition of who the person is and what they came to do. It's just, you know, almost overwhelming the amount of information that can be found in a numerology chart. Definitely, too, when you're looking at the numbers, you know, let's say I'm looking at your 3 personal year, and I want to look to see what pinnacle you're in. Now, you're all probably sitting there going, I don't know what a pinnacle is, and I'll try to explain it to you. When you have your life path number, your life path is actually divided into 4 distinct times in your life, and those times in your life are called pinnacles. So you're under the influence of 4 different pinnacles in your life. So if I was to be looking at your 3 personal year, I would want to look to see what pinnacle you're in. And that would even give me some more information about what it is you're doing, what it is you're attempting to do. Now we have, I think, in about 10, 12 minutes left. If anyone's out there and you want to call in, you know, perhaps, you know, you might have a specific question about your personal year number, or maybe you would like for me to look at your numbers a little bit closer. That number is 1-877-876-5227. Again, that number is 877-876-5227. Now, one thing I wanted to mention is if you have a specific question about numerology, perhaps you're studying it, and you just, you know, have a burning question that you don't seem to be able to find the answer to in books, you're more than welcome to email me at my, you can email me from my website even, and ask that question, and I'll be more than happy to email you back an answer, or perhaps even answer your question on air. There's also a lot of information about numerology and readings on my website, so you might want to check it out. My website is www.visiblebynumbers.com. Also, I send out a monthly newsletter, and it's an informative newsletter. It teaches a little bit about numerology. It applies numerology to everyday things like relationships, pets, banking numbers. I even recently did a little write-up on the hurricane season and the names of the hurricanes and what their numbers are. But it's a rather informative newsletter. I send it out at the beginning of the month. And if you're interested in getting it to learn a little bit more about numerology, you're more than welcome to go to my website and sign up for it there. Now, one thing, you know, I've discussed and discussed, but, you know, I just really want to go back to the point about your actual full numerology reading, your full chart. I want you to, you know, somewhat think of it as being a tapestry, and that each number is... Hello?
Hello.
Hi. This is Allison. Who's this?
My name's Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Good.
Did you want me to ask a question about your personal year or do, you know, do a little reading for you?
You
or what?
I would like a little bit more information on my personal year. I wasn't able to do any calculations because I missed the first part of the program.
Okay. Would you like to give me your date of birth, please?
Sure. It's March 15th, 1948.
Okay. Let me see if I got it right or heard you right. It's March 15th, 1948. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, son, just 1 second. I'm going to do a few little extra calculations for you, Dawn.
Great,
so
thank you.
Just give me a little second, okay? Okay, specifically for you, you are in an 8 year in 2006, okay? Okay. So I'm going to tell you that finances and money are going to be first and forefront in your brain this year. Do you work, Dawn?
No, I do not.
Okay, you don't. Well,
I'm retired, I guess you would say.
Well, retired is good. Retired
yes,
is good. Well, a lot of your issues will be centering around money. But if you, anything else that you do, you know, and perhaps you belong to an organization or, you know, even within the family, you're going to find, you know, that there's going to be a certain amount of recognition for your efforts this year. This year should be a good money year for you. I mean, I realize you're retired, you're on a probably a fixed income, but perhaps there's going to be some sort of a payoff for you this year that might be a little bit unexpected that's going to boost up the material things for you. I'm going to tell you that with it being an 8-year, this is certainly a reaping what you sow sort of a year. You know, so whatever you've done in the past 8 years, it's going to come back to you in this year. As long as you were ethical, worked hard, whatever, it should be a good year for you being an 8. Now, if I look at the other information that I can get from your date of birth, I see that you are a 4 life path. So this tells me that you're probably, you know, as I said with the last caller, very organized, very methodical, very down to earth, that you a clear sense of order about you. You kind of like all your ducks in a row. It would make you to be, you know, home is very important with a 4. I don't know if you worked in management, but certainly were probably would have been very good at that. You know how to get the job done. But I also see this 15 or this 6 energy that goes around your birthday, and that tells me that home, hearth, and family is very important to you, that you're very loving, kind, nurturing, caring person. You have the mother love energy, the cosmic mother energy, you know, children, animals, the family is very important to you. The 6 tells me that you're probably very musically inclined, very artistically inclined, that you probably have a good sense of color. And you may even have used your home like a canvas, you know, where your home was a beautiful home. You have to make it pretty, you know, when you have a 6 in your chart. Is this making sense to you?
It is, yeah.
Okay, good,
yeah.
Good.
The only thing about the 4 is I'm trying to get out of that
orderly
stuff.
Too many rules and regulations, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. There's a lot of limitations when the 4 becomes your life path. It's like you have a lot of rules and regulations that you have to follow. It's pretty much what's demanded by the 4. It's almost as though this lifetime, part of your experience is learning order and discipline. And, you know, but it's also, you know, a very fulfilling life path, because you can actually achieve a lot when you have a 4. If you don't have a 4 in your chart, you really have a hard time putting all your considerable talents to use. Now, I'm going to tell you real quick that I see your challenge number has a lot to do with self-worth, self-love, you know, thinking about yourself first. You may have had a problem with that in your life, you know, truly learning to love yourself, maybe, you know, giving a lot to others, but not really giving that same love to you, understanding just what you're made of and how really wonderful you are. I see this in your challenge number. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, so that's something I'm working on this life, is to appreciate self, right.
Okay. And I can tell that you're in this 7 pinnacle right now, which is why you're talking to me and why you're calling, because this is a time in your life where you really are stepping back and you're really examining things on a deeper level. You may be drawn more to the metaphysical, and so that's what that 7 is telling me. Very spiritual time. This is where you're going to be for the rest of your life, is in this 7 pinnacle. Okay.
I really identify with that. That's absolutely true.
Wonderful.
That's my work now. When people say, "What's your work?" I said, "It's getting in touch with all my spiritual."
Well, very good. Very
learning.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Dawn, I'm running out of time. I'm going to have to close the show. But thank you so much for calling. I appreciate that.
Thanks for the information. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We've just about run out of time. It's time for me to go. I have to mention this. I just realized, or I was looking, and I saw on Metaphysical Straight Talk that Atira has John Holland scheduled today. So I know one thing's for sure. Y'all need to stay tuned, and I know that I am going to as well. So I really want to thank you all for joining me today. Thank you so much. It was great being here, and I'll see you again next week.